So, still a little early, I see, because not all of our devotees have come. But anyways, I think we should start already. Let us maybe wait 2 or 3 minutes for the devotees to settle. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Good, so Hare Krishna, dear Prabhus, welcome to the ending part of our little presentation on preaching is the essence. Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Simad Bhakti Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Sunyavari Paskatyari Satarine Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadha Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare These 2 sessions I thought of doing the following. I thought of starting this morning session by going over a few points which we discussed yesterday to make it a little bit more clear and more easy for you to remember these points. And then I wanted to talk on 2 other issues. That is that the preacher must be aware that when he preaches, he will take risks and struggle. And then finally, I wanted to discuss, where is my notes? Some of Prabhupada's preaching principles, instructions which he gave, how we can organize our preaching a little better. Yes, here it is. So I will tell you where we are in the notes so that it's easier for you to follow as they come. So yesterday we gave a few tips which we have gathered from Jayadvaita Maharaj's materials and own experience. We gave you some tips on the externals of preaching. Now I would like to make one concluding mark. When people come and see your lecture, you do have to consider the externals a little bit, because in this age of Kali, where things are very external, people will judge you according to the way your presentation goes. So I have asked you to read the things through and consider them. I can understand if some of you, being to so many classes, didn't find enough time, but I will sincerely request all of you to put these leaves into a binder and to look through this binder whenever you feel you need some inspiration for preaching. I also want to request all of you to give your address to Lalita, who is functioning as the secretary of our preaching office in Heidelberg, so that she can send you all these valuable quotes of Srila Prabhupada to your address, and you can read and get inspirations from them from time to time whenever you require it in your service. Now, I want to summarize this yesterday's class, how to give a presentation on the philosophy. When you give a public lecture or a lecture in where you have audience, I find the most important things are that you are well rested. That means your mind is strong. You should not do the cardinal mistake of lecturers who come in the last minute to the program totally worried from the wild car drive which lies behind them. You should be refreshed, and you should be confident that in your delivery of your Krishna conscious subject you are well equipped, and you have something nice and important to say for which you feel. This is really the most important thing, and all these external rules which we have given are just meant to help these two things. You should be confident and enthusiastic about what you have to say, and externally you should be well rested and decently dressed. No need to just dress in a very extraordinary way. It's just be yourself and then talk. And it's always good to be prepared. If we are not on the level of Srila Prabhupada, who is just a direct instrument of Krishna, we have to prepare ourselves by putting an introduction to our talk together, the body of the main talk, and by making some kind of conclusion. A talk on philosophy without a conclusion will remain always very abstract and impractical. So the conclusion, which drags it down to the platform of the concrete, is very important for everyone who wants to preach. Now, Prabhupada gave us a few very interesting, and not a few, quite a lot, very interesting inspirations how we can increase our becoming a good preacher. What I will do now is I will go through the notes which you can find in the section How to Give a Presentation on the Philosophy, page number 3. Please look there. Do you have it? It's How to Become a Preacher. That's our subject matter. Yes? Everyone has it, or someone is floating a little bit around? You don't have these notes, most probably. Do you? I think you should have them. Lalita, do we have another? You please approach Lalita afterwards and she can give you these notes. They will be helpful for you later when you read through them again. Mm-hmm. Good. Prabhupada spoke or encouraged his disciples to write. Now may I ask, who of you is in the process of some kind of writing? One devotee? Two devotees? Three devotees. You write on your own, or you write as a secretary, or you also write on your own? Yeah. A diary. Yes. And you also, what do you write? We produce a newsletter. Oh, yes. And you are actively writing on subjects, like for instance the seminar, you might write on it and put it in the newsletter like this. Amazingly, not so many of us are accustomed to writing. I want to read to you now the quotes about writing and then discuss this a little bit, because when you hear the quotes, you will find out that Prabhupada really wanted us to write. In 1972, he gave a very famous lecture in Los Angeles where he said, whenever you find time, you write. Never mind 2 lines, 4 lines, but you write your realization. Shravanam Kirtanam. Writing or offering prayers, glories. This is one of the functions of the Vaishnava. You are hearing, but you have to write also. Then write means smaranam, remembering what you have heard from your spiritual master, from the scripture. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnuho. In other words, writing is smaranam, or remembering, one essential process of Krishna consciousness. This is cultivation of Krishna consciousness. Hear, write, remember, try to understand. Don't be dull, dull-headed, very intelligent. Without being very intelligent, nobody can have full Krishna consciousness. It is for the most intelligent men. So that intelligence will come if you try to understand Krishna. We have got so many books. Always try to understand Krishna. Then you are liberated. So Srila Prabhupada, in this quote, encourages all his disciples to regularly write. When you write, you become very thoughtful, because you don't want to write things which are of an unessential and unnecessary character. And in the process of becoming thoughtful, you really go deep and try to find out, have I really understood such a subject? For instance, some of us have been in the course of Suhodra Swami and heard about Pradhan. Now, if we would sit down to write about Pradhan, we really would have to go deep and search our memory for the essential things which were explained. And in this process of going deep and searching our memory, we would come and realize the subject more than we have already realized it. So this is what happens by the process of writing. You really go deep into an understanding, and so on and so forth. Those who write diaries, I hear this is a practice mainly done by Matajis. Satswaroop Maharaj also writes diaries because he's a diary writer. When you write diaries, the tip is to not just write what is in your emotions, but try to understand the situation deeper, which you're writing about. Try to understand it in the framework of what you have heard in Krishna consciousness, and you will make better use of the diary writing time. A very good way of writing for preachers is to write letters, preaching letters, to people which they cultivate. I personally do maybe the most of my writing in letter writings, which is quite much. Sometimes I'm going with 3 plastic bags of letters through the world. It's quite much. But I also try to write articles for our newsletters and so on and so forth. And I'm planning to write, I have written 1 book already on the holy name. Now I want to write a 2nd book also on the holy name, because in the first book I couldn't put everything in, so the second, most probably I will write to the end of my life on the holy name. It is the best writing subject matter. So what I personally have experienced in doing this writing is to put down the thoughts and distill the thoughts and become a little bit more thoughtful in my own life. Please try this writing technique, and you will find it will help you very much in your own advancement in Krishna consciousness, even though you may not practically you may not be such always preaching. A second quote is a letter to Satsvarup Maharaj and Hridayananda Maharaj. Try to present everything very logically and always quoting our Sanskrit authorities in connection with the main point, and that will impress them greatly. Yes, and if you also yourself write something daily, that will sharpen your use of language and you will be able to make your points very clear. In other words, writing is sharpening our use of language. I'm very sorry, where are we? Here. Getting lost. Yeah. Before I take a question, who's in? Yes, I'm sorry. Yes, Valentin, please.
This is just for clarification.
Yes, please.
These are page numbers.
Yeah, this is very good. 114 means, in this book, Expanding the Flow of Mercy, which you do not have, there are many quotes, and I have numbered the pages and then put numbers on the quotations. So what we will do is, we will send you those quotations, we will type them and then send them to you so that you can find them. And we will number them like, in an intelligent way. We have to think how to number them, that it's easy for you to find, that it's not going all over the place.
Because I was thinking I would just order the book from you now.
That is possible. Brush Bihari can give it. I would certainly. This book is full of quotes of Prabhupada about preaching, but it's a lot. And if you want to order it, then yes, please do it. It also has a very nice section about how Prabhupada used to preach on different subjects. For instance, on the subject matter of the guru, heaven and hell, intoxication, the limitations of the senses, soul and reincarnation. And I think if you have this, you can always be prepared to give nice lectures on the contents. Mm-hmm. So these are the two possibilities. You can order the whole book from Brij Bihari. He is the Vrindavan Institute man. Or you can just order a little summary of relevant quotes as you want. Mm-hmm. So Prabhupada also said, when you this writing, you might say, well, I am not intending to publish anything. Why should I write? See, the Western mind goes like this: only if there is a fruit, I will endeavor, a perceivable logical fruit. But Srila Prabhupada said, here is a sum and substance of transcendental writing. One must be an authorized Vaishnava, humble and pure. One should write transcendental literature to purify oneself, not for credit. By writing about the pastimes of the Lord, one associates with the Lord directly. One should not ambitiously think, I shall become a great author, I shall be celebrated as a writer. These are material desires. One should attempt to write for self-purification. It may be published or it may not be published, but that does not matter. If one is actually sincere in writing, all his ambitions will be fulfilled. Whether one is known as a great author is incidental. One should not attempt to write transcendental literature for material, name, and fame. Good. We write, in other words, for pleasing Krishna. It's a direct devotional service. It is called smaranam. One application of smaranam means remembering. Another application in smaranam means to meditate. Now, another very important point on your way to get prepared as a preacher is, when you want someone to take to Krishna consciousness, you have to create taste in him or her. This should be your real gain in your preaching. You should not tell them only, you eat chickens, you eat meat, this is murder and very bad. But you have to give them an alternative to their life. You have to clearly show them how Krishna consciousness is the answer to everything. Once Srila Prabhupada was talking about the degenerated state of the world, and in that lecture he doesn't say the people are at fault, but the preachers are at fault. And I want to to tell you this quote. There are two faults. Either people could not preach properly, so that they could not create taste of the people in general. It is not the fault of the people in general. It is the fault of the so-called preachers also, because they could not create taste. They wanted to take the place of Krishna. That was their purpose. You have to create taste, just like Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did. In other words, don't attack people when you preach to them and say, this is wrong, that is wrong, this is wrong. Show them another reality which just looks more attractive to their eyes than what they do at present. This is what mothers of and fathers know when their little boy or little girl does very disturbing activities. It's not good to just say, you fool, you nonsense, you this and that, but you have to give him another activity, and then his energy can be diverted. Prabhupada waited long before he gave his disciples the four rules and regulations. He was preaching already for a long time, and then in the first temple in New York, and then all of a sudden his famous handwritten sign, which is hanging out in many temples now, appeared on the refrigerator. All the devotees of all the members of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness are expected to keep four rules and regulations. He had not even spoken about it. He just made it a handwritten message for everyone to see, get shocked most properly, and digest it. Imagine. So creating a taste was clearly his first and foremost attention. Do you have this handwritten sign? It's very endearing, isn't it? So, okay. Now, another point is, when you are preaching to someone, let us say person to person, don't interrupt the people, but let them talk. Now, I'm going to our Brij Bihari's class on communication and counseling, and there he talked now in two classes about active listening. For those of you who are not, who were not here, active listening means when someone talks to you, you should listen to them, but not rest like our devotee. Hare Krishna, we are talking about active listening at the breath moment. I'm sorry. And not just listen to him and absorb the words, but you should find out what is the emotion behind it, behind what he tells you. And then when he says to you, oh, this material life is sometimes extremely complicated and there's so many factors in my life, and he begins to tell about everything which is unclear, the active listener hears but also reflects the emotion to help his the person who talks to him understand more about his own feelings. He will, for instance, say, oh, it seems that that you are experiencing some kind of frustration. I mean, I have to laugh because it sounds very artificial for us. But you know, something like this, it shouldn't sound so foolish as I have said it. You know, something which shows the one who brings these feelings out to you that you understand him. Don't make it so obvious and so foolish, you know, like the psychoanalyst, and you know, that's of course. It sounds your experience. The other person would go away, leave me alone. You know, you have. But if you show him that you understand him in some ways, then it's very good. Then he will open his heart more, and you will help him to enter more deeply into his thing and become more authentic, so to say. So don't interrupt somebody, and just give your solution. If you are interested more to hear more about this technique, please speak to the devotees who go to Brij Bihari's quite interesting course and learn the technique of active listening there. Now, many times when you preach to someone, they will talk a little about their philosophy, and the usual technique of an inexperienced preacher is to immediately counter back with our philosophy. For instance, someone might say to you when you preach, yes, I also understand the soul is different from the body. It is actually spiritual and it is one with God. So now the unintelligent preacher would immediately go, you Mayavadi, how can you say this? You want to kill God, that's all you want to do. And it would most probably be the end of a very pleasant preaching encounter. So the way which we often saw Prabhupada doing it, he took what was true in the point and developed it further. For instance, in the statement which we just gave, yes, I also understand the soul is different from the body, it is eternal. Then came the Mayavadi conclusion. There is a true thing there. The soul is different from the body, and the soul is eternal. So when you preach, take this point and develop it further in Vaishnava philosophy, where you can where you can also start to make a difference between the impersonal philosophy and the personal philosophy. You can, for instance, say, yes, the soul is eternal, and there are many stories in the Bhagavatam which tell you about it, and you can start telling about Maharaj Bharata, who was such a pure devotee that in the end he was able to return back home, back to Godhead, and continue with his personal service of Sri Krishna. And then you can bring your personal point. In other words, find the truth in whatever they say and develop it further. And the person will actually, to whom you preach, will have a very pleasant opinion of you. He will think, oh, here I found a very knowledgeable person who also cared to listen and understand my philosophy. And he was making interesting points, if I'm going to think about it, who are much far superior than my own points. See, if you just have the chance to present Krishna consciousness and the ego of the other person is not disturbed, he, in other words, is able to listen to you and hear you, then he cannot help but be attracted to the philosophy of Krishna consciousness. It invariably has to become attracted. That's a very important point for preachers to observe. Now, another point is, be patient. For instance, sometimes when you give a class, you will be disturbed. People might even talk in the audience, and you might become personally offended even. Why do they talk like this? Or at the end of your class, someone might even outrightly challenge you and say, what you said is really not very intelligent. See this point and attack your presentation on this point. Now, if you lose your temper, or someone, you might give a class and someone in the audience might feel the urge to also speak, you know. Let them speak, not go like, oh, you know, because you will turn the audience against you. You have to be very patient. Prabhupada said about this point, if we remain always absorbed in remembering Lord Chaitanya, how he converted so many intelligent men, even sitting for 3 days and nights to hear them speak without himself speaking anything, and if we remember how Krishna was so much patient to explain everything to Arjuna, even Arjuna was speaking like a fool, in this way, being always tolerant of others and appreciating their points of view, it will be easy matter for us to convince them gradually to join us. This is very, very important. An immature preacher, as soon as he feels that anyone has a different perspective or analysis of reality than the Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy has, becomes sometimes very belligerent. He wants to almost fight with the, sees the other as an opponent. But it's very much, how can you expect anyone to have the same viewpoint which you have? You had to learn it also, after you were slowly convinced that this Krishna conscious philosophy is deeper and has something higher to offer than your own viewpoints up till now. Then a very important point in preaching is the next point. Don't allow or don't preach that a misunderstanding comes in your audience about some point of Krishna consciousness. Basically and practically speaking, everything that is done sincerely for Krishna's satisfaction is perfect. But we have to be very, very careful in our dealings with others so that they will not take the wrong view. Just like the gopis. They left their homes in the dead of night to go and meet this young boy Krishna for kissing and embracing. To the ordinary person this is sinful, but to the devotee it is worshipable, and it is considered the highest form of devotion even by Lord Chaitanya, who was himself a very strict sannyasi. Therefore, we are very careful not to discuss this rasa lila in the presence of ordinary men, because they will only misunderstand and commit offense. While dealing with the ordinary man, we must spread this movement in such a way that they will not misunderstand us and take offense. It's very important that a preacher sometimes feels very deeply for certain points of the philosophy which may be totally over the head of his audience. And then the preacher should kindly restrict himself and not give rise to misunderstanding. Once Prabhupada was challenged in a lecture, in a public lecture, like this: Krishna is immoral because he danced with others' wives. Then Prabhupada asked back to the questioner, "Are you married?" "Yes, I only have one wife, and I stick to this one wife," the man said. "No," said Prabhupada, "you are very immoral. You are a great Shita and womanizer, because you have taken your wife from Krishna. It is Krishna's wife. Everyone is a gopi in relationship to Krishna." This Prabhupada could say in India, where people will understand his point that we are all part and parcels of the Supreme Lord, and they will accept defeat or at least consider this point. But you see, this is a... let us not talk about highly advanced subjects, or even not about too difficult subjects. I could well imagine if you would give a public lecture on the subject matter where, why and from where the soul fell, you know, it would be you would rise a controversy. Also Jayadvaita Maharaj, in his article in the New Back to Godhead, has dealt with it in a very, very careful way, saying a question which is maybe not important to ask. That's more or less the conclusion of the article. So there are certain things you must be well aware of. Don't allow that any misunderstanding comes up. Make your point very clear. Now, at this, sometimes, and now I'm entering into a very touchy area of preaching, devotees, in order to gain the sympathy of an audience, might talk a little bit, let us say, compromising our philosophy, or not really talking so much our philosophy, but just illustrating it. For instance, when you talk about reincarnation, you could easily talk for all of your lecture about the case studies which were done by Ian Stevenson. Are you aware of these studies? No? It's a psychologue from the West Virginia University who has found, studied many cases where, for instance, young boys talk of a previous existence and give many details which can be verified when one, or could be verified, when one took the boys to the town where they said they were in their previous life. They could follow their roads and find the house and tell the inmates things which were of such an intimate detail that only someone who was there, or who was a son, or who was a friend of such of the inmate, could really know about it. So you could really talk about this, or talk, make a point of science and illustrate it with science and so on. But give the pure thing. I want to read a quote to you, making this point a little bit more clearer. So we are presenting God. Here is God. Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam. There are other incarnations, but Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, that is a fact. So try to present the real fact. It will be effective. If there is real reality, just like first class pure ghee, if one tastes, he'll hanker after that. Without any advertisement, by the taste of the ghee, it will go on, is it not? If you put little pure ghee on the rice, it will be so tasteful that he'll want it again. But give the pure thing. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead.
Maharaj, sometimes devotees on the Sankirtan present, for example, the Krishna book as a book about
stories,
mythology, or something like that. And it works, but if they say that it's about God, this doesn't work.
Yeah. Can we say, our devotee has said, I will say it for the tape, for the benefit of those others. Sometimes on Sankirtan, we have to sell a Krishna book by saying something which is not the full truth. I want to come to this, Prabhu, please reserve this. It will come in the Tulasi eating story. It's my surprise story, where Prabhupada talked exactly about this point. So we will have to talk about, we will come to this. But thank you very much. It's really a thing. I want to illustrate, yes, Radhi Manjari.
When you said that we should not just say negative things to a person, but create a show them a higher reality.
Yes.
So it is, and then you just said that we should not speak over the head of the audience with esoterics.
Yeah.
So
they seem to contradict.
Yeah, I don't know, but I would like to hear how you would elaborate this, describe the higher reality.
Yes.
Actually,
very good question. Our Mataji has asked if we should not talk over the head of the audience, how then can we create a taste speaking about the higher reality? The higher reality is higher than the audience by definition. So Srila Prabhupada would sometimes speak about the higher reality in terms like this. This chanting is so nice. You can see our students. They can chant 24 hours a day. Can you do this, by the way? He would speak also about Krishna consciousness is simple. Chanting, dancing, and simply taking prasadam. Or another quotation, wanted to do this in the end, but now I will give my, this is my best quotation if you ask me. Here. Thank you very much. Any question, Prabhupada asked, Nanda Kishore. What happens to a person if we just give him out on the street one simply wonderful or some prasadam, one piece of prasadam? Prabhupada. That is wonderful, simply wonderful. He has not tasted such wonderful sweet in his life. Therefore give him wonderful, and because he is eating that wonderful sweet, one day he come to your temple and become wonderful. Devotees. Jai, Prabhupada. Therefore it is simply wonderful. So go on distributing this. Simply wonderful. Your philosophy is simply wonderful. Your prasadam is simply wonderful. You are simply wonderful. And your Krishna is simply wonderful. So four things are simply wonderful. Philosophy, prasadam, you're simply wonderful, and your Krishna is simply wonderful. The whole process of simply wonderful, and he acts wonderfully, and it is acting wonderfully. Who can deny it? Devotee. Prabhupada is simply wonderful. And Prabhupada says, that's all right, you can become everyone. All right, have kirtan. We have to include this. This is a famous lecture about how wonderful the process of Krishna consciousness is. But now if you talk, so this is how you can talk about spiritual life. What I usually do after every public lecture, after I have discussed my subject, I will tell the people the wonderful process of Krishna consciousness, as is summarized by Srila Rupa Goswami. I will talk to them about the association of devotees. That's the first point, sadhu sangha. I will say, for instance, we have farm communities and where we live together. We have Radha Desh, where we have seminars and so on. Sadhu sangha, Krishna nama. Then I will talk about the holy name of Krishna. The chanting is so nice. It is, and I will talk a little about the effects of spiritual sound vibration. Then I will talk about the scriptures. This is called Bhagavat Smaran. For instance, reading this book, Bhagavad Gita, has helped so many people appreciate the spiritual teachings of the Vedas and guide their lives in a new way. I tell them the scriptures are like direction, giving you a direction which way you can go. And they are practical handbooks for spiritual life. Then I will talk these three is a must. I will always talk about these three, and two other points are optional. One thing is that I'm telling them they should make in their home something like an altar or a spiritual place. This is called Krishna Seva, or they should do something from God. Krishna Seva, I'm saying they should do something for Krishna. They should, you know, offer their food or, you know, do something in connection with the Supreme, like this. And finally, I'm saying them, they should either visit a holy place, spiritual place, like a temple, or they should, go to the holy dham, like this. These five points are of a higher reality. Devotee association, the holy name, the scriptures, service to Krishna or God. You have to say it very, sometimes a little carefully. Mm-hmm. And fifth point, to make a holy place in your apartment by making an altar or, you know, just a peaceful place like this. You have to see how far your audience is and how far they're going to go. Give the pure thing. Is this clear, Radhi Manjari? So give the pure thing is you should talk about the truth. Don't be shy. Just you have to sometimes choose your words carefully, and we will come to this. You may not say Krishna is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but you may talk about Krishna and make it clear that he is God. For instance, in an academic lecture, I'm sometimes saying how the concept of Krishna is different than the God concept in the Western philosophy, where God is just the highest of all entities. In our philosophy, Krishna is including everything. It's not like we are all human beings and above us is the president of this country who is also a human being. Krishna is including everything. All beings rest in me. And in this way, they begin to appreciate the concept of God in a better way. You know, you have to, in other words, there's small little tricks, so to say, philosophical tricks, so that you bypass their objections, which you know already will come. Yeah. So always give the pure thing. Like, I want to tell you about one devotee from East Germany, who, when he was a kami, came to a little underground temple in East Germany. Now we have public temples, but we had to also have underground temples at the time when the borders were still closed. And he heard, yes, Sutaram temples. Yeah. And he was coming in the temple and he heard a lecture of Srila Prabhupada. Now he could not speak English at that time. But he said he felt so attracted that he listened for the whole lecture. And I have a very similar experience. When I first came in the temple, there was this Brahma Sanhita. Prabhupada, there's Chintamani, there's a record Chintamani, and Prabhupada was explaining the transcendental autocrat is ever inviting the, you know, and I couldn't really follow what was said. My English was also not very developed at that time, and Prabhupada's accent was still very difficult to hear, but I had to listen. And I asked this devotee, why did you listen? You couldn't understand a word of English. And he said, I understood that this person tells the truth. It had the ring of truth to it. And this is what happens when you preach. When you don't preach just some wishy-washy is a very bad word, but you know, some compromised version of the truth because you fear you will enrage your audience. Don't be afraid to give the pure thing. It will act on the people, but give it intelligently. And again, what this means, we will hear a little later. It's a very subtle point, and I have a few quotes of Prabhupada about this. Now, one thing, don't talk to the rascals. This will become obvious if you hear the quotation. Yeah. And Madhyam Adhikari, he knows how to deal with Asad. Asad means the temporary. At least he does not mix with them. That's all. If he cannot defeat them, he should avoid them, because that valuable time can be utilized for preaching Krishna consciousness to a person who is inquisitive to hear. Balisya. Balisya means innocent. He wants to know something about Krishna. Better deal with him than with the rascal and waste time. Better avoid the rascals. And yet, now hear the example, please. Just like in hospital emergency cases, the doctor, when they see that this patient is hopeless, he does not take care anymore. But when there is hope, they give medicine and try to save. So hopeless condition, better not. Don't talk with them, that's all. That is Vaishnava Achara. Achara means the rules of behavior for a Vaishnava. Sometimes our devotees, I think you all have seen, want to see who is stronger. And you know, there is a rascal and they like to engage in intellectual debate to show that they have more muscle strength in the brain than the rascal. But that's a subtle form of sense gratification and should be avoided by the preacher. We are not... Only, now there is one exception. When publicly a rascal, to use the word, challenges you, then you must defeat him by all means. You cannot tolerate that the viewpoint of the rascal remains unanswered for the benefit of your audience. We have seen Prabhupada just really giving the sauce to a rascal. My older brother was a Buddhist before he joined Krishna consciousness, and he was just on a world journey. And I invited him, before you travel to Africa and America, please visit me in Paris at the Scholde Ecole. What is it? Yeah. Institut de l'Ecole. Institut de Architecture. The Institute of Architecture, where Prabhupada delivered for 1 week lectures. And there was someone who was a Mayavadi and who challenged Prabhupada. And Prabhupada became so argumentative. He argued with the Mayavadi. I forgot exactly how it went. It would be nice to hear it on a tape. But he defeated the Mayavadi. And afterwards, my older brother came to me and said, Prabhupada just defeated me. I think I have to surrender. So don't allow that in a public speech Krishna is offended or Krishna is questioned or that they say there is no soul. This is you cannot allow. You must become like fire. This is very important. Therefore, you have to read the books to learn the arguments. Oh, this is now, let us just see, I think we are over time and I want to give you a little pause. Is it 10:20 this lecture stops? So let us please stop here. For when do we continue? 10:30 maybe? After 10 minutes. So you might like to walk a little bit around, talk to your devotees, but please be here at 10:30. It will be our last class. Hare Krishna.